This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Opponents accused Russian authorities of mass fraud on Monday after the ruling United Russia Party, which supports President Vladimir Putin, won a bigger-than-expected parliamentary majority despite unease over living standards. With nearly all ballots counted, the Central Election Commission said United Russia won nearly 50% of the vote, with its nearest rival, the Communist Party, taking just under 19%. The scale of the victory means United Russia will have more than two-thirds of deputies in the 450-seat lower house of parliament. This will enable it to continue to push through laws without having to rely on other parties. But the U.S. State Department said the election conditions had not been conducive to free and fair proceedings. Britain's foreign ministry called the vote a setback for democratic freedom. And European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said the bloc noted reports of serious violations. Russian police said on Monday a gunman killed six people on a university campus in eastern Russia before being detained, leaving students and teachers shaken and terrified. It was the second mass shooting in Russia this year to target students and came amid calls for stricter controls on access to firearms. Video on social media showed students throwing belongings from the windows of university buildings in the city of Perm before jumping to flee the shooter. Witnesses described scenes of panic at Perm State University, saying the city of around 1 million people was left in shock by the tragedy. Russia's investigative committee says the gunman, identified as a student at the university, carried out the shooting with a hunting rifle he purchased this year. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. After a year and a half of blocking most non-U.S. citizens from traveling to America in a never-before effort to battle the health crisis, America is finally lifting international travel restrictions, but only for those who are vaccinated. A White House official announced on Monday, beginning in early November, most passengers arriving from China, India, Britain, and many other European countries who have received the shot will be allowed to enter. Officials say there will be some exceptions to the vaccine policy. Children not yet eligible to be vaccinated will not have to comply, and the new rules do not yet apply to travelers crossing land borders with Mexico and Canada. The United States currently bars most non-U.S. citizens who have been in Britain, parts of Europe without border controls, Ireland, China, India, South Africa, Iran, and Brazil within the last 14 days. The U.S. has been under intense pressure to ease restrictions, particularly on British travelers. Britain started allowing fully vaccinated U.S. travelers to enter the country in August. India's health minister said Monday India will resume exporting COVID-19 vaccines beginning in October, 5 months after it stopped sending supplies abroad in the face of a deadly wave of infections. The South Asian giant, dubbed the quote-unquote pharmacy of the world, was a major supplier to the COVAX program aimed at ensuring poor countries can access doses. But exports stopped in April, according to foreign ministry data. That's when a virus surge in India pushed the healthcare system to the breaking point, and there was a huge demand for jabs. India's health minister says more than 300 million vaccine doses will be produced in October and 1 billion in the last 3 months of the year. Under COVAX, the 92 poorest countries can access jabs for free with donors covering the cost. The upper house of Libya's parliament called Monday for presidential elections set for December to be postponed for a year following a controversy over electoral law. Under a UN-brokered deal between Libya's rival eastern and western camps, the war-torn country is scheduled to hold legislative and presidential polls on December 24th. Earlier this month, the eastern-based House of Representatives ratified a law for the presidential vote, but has come under fire for not presenting a final version to the assembly for vote. Critics charge it was trying to push through legislation favoring an eastern ally, military strongman Khalifa Haftar. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.